White, Petoskey, Michigan, July 24th, 1890. Dear son Willie, I sent 2 or 3 letters to Battle Creek, but I have not received any word in response. I have been feeling much better in health since coming here. I receive treatment every day. I have not ventured on any excursion or to attend any meetings, lest I should get a back set. I let all the rest go while I remain alone half a day. Yesterday was alone all day from 8 o'clock a.m. until 6 p.m. I am not at all lonely. I love to be quiet and write and think and pray. I want so much to obtain strength that I can labor. A meeting house has been hired, 3 months for $6 for the Sabbath, and one meeting during the week. So next Sabbath I shall speak to, I hope, double the number we had last Sabbath. I have felt it was best to keep quiet for 2 days and nights after I came here. My heart beat fast and hard. My head ached all the time. But I am certainly improving. I have no horse, and will not feel clear in conscience to pay out money, $20 for 1/2 a day, 4 weeks, for me to use to ride out. I will save my $20 and strengthen my muscles by walking. Shall have to purchase rubber bands to firmly protect my weak ankles, making it safe for me to stand and walk. I am sure the Lord will give my weak muscles strength. I have only one east window in my room, and Willie, I can now interpret the weakness in my eyes. I had too much light. I have had no weakness in my eyes since occupying this room. As I read Brother Irwin's letter from Ohio and Battle Creek, I am inclined to say I will be at the Ohio camp meeting. This is the second letter which I have received from him, and I respect his anxiety and will try to ascertain my duty. Now, if I remain here, trying to recover health, I do my part, and if the Lord blesses me with his healing grace, then I can attend perhaps the Illinois camp meeting, then the Ohio camp meeting. I will consent to do this if Elder Olson will come out here and spend a few weeks with W.C. White, with nothing to perplex his mind, and try to rest. If he will do this, I will try so hard to gather strength to attend the 2 camp meetings, Illinois and Ohio, and give to these meetings all the help I can. Brother Olson, I must say to you, I believe this to be your duty. If your wife comes, all the better. We can take care of you and do it simply and freely and gladly. I know you need rest. These long council meetings are really wearing, and you had a need of complete rest before you entered into them. Will you just be sensible and not strain every nerve you have until it breaks? You will do much better service in the cause if you will do this. The air here is invigorating. The lake breezes vivify one. We have no oppression from heat, and all who see me say I look much better than before I came. Favorable changes have taken place with me. The old tiredness, the exhaustion is leaving me, and I am able to walk with less weariness. I do hope that in all this hot weather you will not be engaged in committee meetings. I have had conversation with Dr. Lay and Dr. Douse in reference to the purchase of a house of worship. The Methodists, or Baptists, are building a new meeting house. The old one is small but well located, and it will be for sale. Dr. Lay says from this little company, hundreds of dollars tithe have gone to the conference. All here are poor, scarcely able to take care of themselves. Now, the request I have to make is for the conference to buy this little meeting house. We want you all to consent to this, and the conference may own it until the church here increase in numbers and can buy it. There is positively no place suitable to assemble for the worship of God. Summers they can pitch a tent, but in winter, this is impossible. This is a field where missionary work should be done, and it is certainly a good field wherein to labor. I make this my plea now, and I have other matters I wish to present before you soon. I have not tried to write much, because my head ached, but I will do better in the future in attending to some important letters. Mother. Brother Olson ought not to think on any subjects now, but his mind should rest. This I dreamed a few nights ago.